This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We discovered in our last visit the key that opens the floodgate to release God's power so that everything we need for life and godliness will be provided for us. That key is the knowledge of Him who called us, 2 Peter 1:3. It was His glory and goodness that initially attracted us to Him. That was sufficient to trust Him for salvation. Sanctification results from the same source, His own glory and goodness. The more you know about Jesus Christ and the more you respond to Him in worship and obedience, the more experiential knowledge you will have of Him. Notice the power for sanctification is released when we focus on the giver rather than on the gift. Based on what Peter says in verse 4, it could also be said that the process of sanctification is the result of our focusing on the one making a promise rather than on the promise. Let me explain. Peter declares, "Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires." Promises are not abstract statements floating by in midair like clouds. They are expressions from one person to another in a relationship. Promises are more than mere wishful thinking growing out of our own imagination. They are expressions of blessing and encouragement offered in love. They proceed from the heart of someone who stands behind them. They are only as good as the one who gives them. That is why it is important to have an experiential knowledge of the one who gives them, if you want to experience the benefit and blessings of the promises, those rich, very great and precious promises for you.